Noble Gold representative to ask about the Shipwreck coins. It's time to tell better stories at your parties by showcasing a one-of-kind coins from collection destined to rise in value. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then by selling your valuable data. But you don't have to give big tech website access to your data. That's why I choose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. When I use ExpressVPN, I'm anonymized anytime I go online, and your presence will be hidden, including your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's even more is ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone, computer, and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN that I trust at expressvpn.com/Kirk. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a one-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Kirk, expressvpn.com/Kirk.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
For your GPI in retirement, call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions, don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. At the G7 summit in England, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he believes the economy can bounce back from the pandemic.
I think there is the potential to generate many, many millions of high-wage, high-skill jobs. And I think that is what the people of our countries now want us to focus on.
Pandemic dominating the early discussions of the G7 summit, leaders from the wealthy democracies committing to sharing some 1 billion vaccine shots with poor nations. China claims the United States and Australia were flexing their muscles with recent naval drills in the South China Sea. That underscores Beijing's rather sensitivity over the strategic waterway it claims as its own. Also at townhall.com, Democrats on Capitol Hill trying to fashion an infrastructure compromise with Republicans, but they're getting resistance from inside their own party.
A bipartisan team of 5 Democrats and 5 Republicans has crafted a proposal to invest about $1.2 trillion in things like roads, bridges, and tunnels. Progressives are disappointed the compromise leaves out several of their cherished priorities, especially Green New Deal projects. Leftists are even demanding some $400 billion for long-term home care and language to lower the cost of prescription drugs. Bob Agner reporting.
Federal government reaching an agreement to restore nearly $1 billion in funding for California's troubled bullet train. California voters in 2008 approved nearly $10 billion in bond money to build the high-speed rail line that would connect Los Angeles and San Francisco. It was supposed to be running by 2020, but the project has been plagued by cost overruns and delays. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Good afternoon. It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. Lake Mead's water level dropped to a historic low on Wednesday. Bureau of Reclamation officials say as of Monday, the country's biggest reservoir is just 36% full. The lake's decline is not expected to stop anytime soon. Lake Mead officials say it's headed towards its first ever federally declared water shortage, the result of a decades-long drought. About 90% of southern Nevada's water comes from Lake Mead. Well, enjoy the final day of sub-triple-digit temperatures because the National Weather Service says next week will bring the hottest days of the year so far, with highs reaching 116 degrees. And that may be an all-time record, too, at 117, possibly, next week. That was the record set June 20th of 2017. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat watch for southern Nevada already Monday through Friday of next week. Alex Petrangelo's goal late in the second period put the Vegas Golden Knights ahead to stay as they sent Colorado back to the Mile High City with a 6-3 win in Game 6 of the Western Division Final. Now, we're in the semis. That's right. The Golden Knights play Montreal beginning on Monday. First of two games at T-Mobile.
Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Got a crash on the right shoulder, multiple vehicles involved. It's partially blocking the right lane there as you approach the Spaghetti Bowl, US 95 southbound at Rancho. Also, some congestion on the downtown freeways, 515 westbound at Eastern and 515 eastbound at Main Street.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for Friday, June 11th. Good to have you with us. This is an extra special Friday.
because this is the day that we celebrate. And one of the things we like to do on this program, for those of you that are new to the program, this may surprise you, it may be shocking for you, but we do it every Friday. We celebrate what I like to call the best day of the week. Here we go. Buckle up!
Oh, man, what day is it?
Oh, come on!
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Oh yeah.
Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, come on, you know better. It's Friday. We work all week to get to this point. And after a holiday a week, you know, where we had just 4 days, we have the big 5 day week today. I just love it. Absolutely love it. I want you to hear. This is Governor Greg Abbott of the great state of Texas, was on with Hannity last night and made a bold pronouncement. In fact, let's go to cut five. This is Governor Greg Abbott from the great state of Texas. Here he is.
Governor, how will you get this wall built without the help of the federal government?
Laura, Texas will build it ourselves. However, tonight is not the night to announce those details. Those details about building the wall will be made next week. We've been through the process, however, of analyzing what it will take, the steps that are needed, the legal processes that are required. We believe that we can do it in a multi-step process.
Governor, make
the fine point up, Laura. Listen, we have to build the border. I've been down here talking to the people in the Rio Grande Valley, and the way they are being overrun is reprehensible. It's disastrous what the Biden administration has done. President Trump had adequately secured our border. He had the Remain in Mexico policy. He began building the border wall. And now suddenly all of that disappeared. And as you highlighted, it's led to a dramatic increase in the number of people coming across the border. But it's not just unaccompanied minors. People are causing great damage and harm to the residents right here in Del Rio, as well as up and down the entire border. As a result, that's why I announced tonight a multitude of actions that Texas is taking, including the fact that Texas passed a budget adding more than $1 billion for border security in the state, which is a good start. But Laura, also, I announced that Texas is going to begin increasing arrests that are being made, arresting people coming across the border, arresting people for trespassing. And because I've declared it a disaster, that elevates the penalty, ensuring that people that we arrest for trespassing, they will be serving time in jail. We're going to take this very seriously. We're going to do everything possible to secure our border, including building a border wall.
There you have it. He is deploying thousands of Department of Public Safety representatives to the border. He's building a wall. That's why I knew we needed to have Jason Jones on today. He is the director and CEO of the Omni Intelligence. And Jason, first of all, thanks for joining us. It's your first opportunity to be on with us here in Las Vegas. I got to ask you, we know that the governor is planning on building a border wall of his own. First of all, is that legal? I mean, do we know if that will pass judicial muster?
Well, I think it's going to take some time to figure out whether it will or won't, but the Texas Constitution is going to allow him to do it. Whether the U.S. Supreme Court sees that or not, I can assure you it will be heard, but something must be done, and it needs to be discussed to what degree, because South Texas, the issues that we were seeing over the last 8 months have now moved further west. The area of Del Rio, where the governor was yesterday, is completely under siege. People are crossing at unbelievable levels. I was down there about a week and a half ago meeting with local county officials who, by the way, just so everyone knows, really started this because what they did is declared a state of emergency, which started with Kinney County and then progressed across 28 different counties. And now the governor has declared 34 counties as a state of emergency. And this is still moving further west, just so everyone knows. The Big Bend area of West Texas to El Paso is now seeing a 375% increase itself. So the entire southern border of Texas is dealing with this.
Again, Jason Jones joining us. He's the director and CEO of Omni Intelligence. What is Omni Intelligence?
Yeah, it's all intelligence. I will tell you, after retiring from the Department of Public Safety, I was really frustrated at the lack of information getting out to the American people about what was happening at the border and how the cartels hyper-violence in Mexico and what they were doing that affects every American. And I decided after retirement I would be getting the information out to the folks. And so that's what we do now.
Let me just ask you, the vice president declared in the last few days our southern border with Mexico essentially a flyover zone. She'll go to Guatemala. Yeah, she'll go to Mexico City. But when it comes to stopping along the southern border and seeing firsthand, what's going on down there, she kind of missed the boat. How much did she miss by not making a stop down there? What would she have seen?
Well, she would have seen a large amount of people crossing, no doubt, especially family units, single males and single females. But there's so many other layers that really don't get discussed in the national media today, like the human trafficking that the cartels are involved in right now. Just to give your listeners an example of what's happening, the cartels, specifically in Texas, are charging $2,500 a person from Mexico to cross just at the water. If you're Central American, they're now charging $3,000. If you are Chinese, it's $5,000. And if you're Russian or Middle Eastern, it's $9,000. So these migrants can't afford this. So they are now indebted as they're here in the country legally, whether we agree with it or not, based on the current situation we're all dealing with, and yet indebted to cartels in a foreign country for years to come. And this is human trafficking. This is debt bondage. And so that's what this surge has really brought to the country right now. And I think that that's the part that she would have heard and be unable to see for herself, because many of these migrants literally have wristbands put on them by the cartels so that they can manage who has paid and who has not. It's a real mess.
Are the drug cartels the same cartels that are dealing with this coyote stuff, the human trafficking? Is it the same group or different group?
No, it's the same group. If you notice, I haven't called them the drug cartels, because today that's not what they really are. That's something they still do. But today, you know, people are just as important as the drugs because of the amount of money. The prices that I gave you, just to kind of put that in example, as an example, in 2014 would cost $100 to cross a person. So that's when they were into human smuggling, not human trafficking. And that's really the change that we're seeing now. The other part of that that she would have also seen if she went to the southern border is the amount of fentanyl being seized. Fentanyl is poison, and it is killing more Americans than we have ever seen in the history of our country. And the CDC numbers right now, just so everyone's aware, we have lost 91,000 citizens to overdose deaths from October of 2019 to October of 2020. And all of that is directly linked to the cartels and them surging with fentanyl right now. It's a real mess. And so every community in the country is definitely a border town, and we have to look at it that way and take on these cartels for what they're doing.
Jason, let me ask you, and by the way, Jason Jones joining us, the director and CEO of Omni Intelligence. Is there any plan in place? Is there any evidence that there is a plan in place with the Biden administration to actually fix this problem, this crisis?
No, there is not. And this is fixable, and I want everyone to know that it is. The problem is that at the federal level, we have to be very open and honest about what's happening. That is that perception drives migration numbers, and the perception is around the world, and I can tell you, as someone that's been on the border for the last 3 weeks out of 4 weeks, 3 weeks on that border, you will make it, and that's why folks are coming. So it's a mess right now. We got to be open and honest and realize that this isn't going to get better for any time soon.
Tell me, because people's memories are very, very short when it comes to this kind of stuff. Tell me what was going on during the 4 years of the Trump administration, and what did the Trump administration do to hurt the cartels?
Sure. If everyone remembers, in 2019, we had another surge under the Trump administration, and we had 977,000 people apprehended over a 12-month period. But what the administration did that was very good, and it proved to be successful in the apprehension numbers throughout 2020, is that they instituted two main things. First and foremost is migration protection protocols, known as MPP, meaning that you had to stay in Mexico as you went through the process. That was huge because that set a level of deterrence. The second thing is an over-the-horizon approach, working with Mexico, working with Guatemala, and many countries south of that, for creating layers of difficulty before the folks reached here. And I just want to say something on that. Border security should never start at the border. It starts all the way across the world, making it difficult for folks to get here. And unfortunately, that is all gone. And that's part of the main reason why people are coming. So, you know, this is where we are with what it is. But though we know what policies work and what don't, and I can tell you right now, the migration protection protocols that President Trump put in place, you know, just to take the political stuff out of it, I mean, the numbers and the data show that it worked.
And when you look at Kamala Harris going to Guatemala, going to Mexico City, and this idea that we'll try and throw some money into these countries, these Northern Triangle countries, is that going to work?
Well, my belief is absolutely not. Now, let me explain why I believe that, kind of put this into context. In 2007 to 2021, the U.S. State Department's Western Hemisphere Division believed that giving Mexico $3.3 billion of U.S. taxpayer money was going to fix the problem with the cartels in Mexico, who were becoming hyper-violent, if everyone remembers at the time, and began really going into the world of terrorism. And they believed that that would help. Now, fast forward to 2021. Look at what $3.3 billion got us with Mexico. What I would ask you is, what do you think $4 billion is going to get us in Central and South America? And I think the writing is on the wall, what we're going to see from it.
What did you think of the Kamala Harris trip to Central America?
Personally, I believe it's just politics. I really do. I think all of those optics are at this point, and I want to explain why. The world is coming here. It is this time around in this surge, the real different thing that we are seeing is that, you know, in 2014, you had unaccompanied alien children with some Central Americans. In 2019 surge, we saw a lot of Central Americans and a lot of Mexican citizens. And then in 2021, we see mostly Mexican Central Americans and countries from around the world. And let me give you some data on that. Just in the Del Rio sector where I just got back from, in fiscal year 2021, in the last 8 months, they have apprehended people from 70 different countries, just in that one sector. And we have 9 sectors along the southern border. So we have to recognize that the world is coming. It is not just a U.S.-Mexico problem.
It's going to be interesting to see how this thing plays out. Do you see any change coming from the Biden administration? Do you get any sense that there's going to be a change of course, that maybe they'll start rebuilding the wall or doing something like that?
I don't get the sense that they're going to do that, but I will tell you that the overdose death numbers from fentanyl are going to be a much bigger driver, in my opinion. You know, I can only give you what I believe based on what we're seeing. We've never been here with the overdose deaths in this country. Fentanyl and methamphetamine coming from the cartel, specifically Sinaloa cartel and Cartel Jalisco New Generation, is like something this country has never seen. If you go back to, you know, what guys like you and me can remember, the crack epidemic in the 80s, right? If you look at the data from CDC there, we were averaging about 10,000 overdose deaths a year in the late 80s, at the height of the crack epidemic. Today, it's at 91,000, well, because of fentanyl and because of methamphetamine. And they are just killers on the body. So I believe that that course is going to be much more of a problem. Now, the one thing I am that I'll just kind of hold out there, and that is the national security issue, where we have so many people coming from countries with a terrorism nexus, like special interest aliens. You know, one of my fears, and many within the Homeland Security enterprise, is that we could have some kind of a terrorist attack. And, you know, that's what I definitely don't want to see happen. But I think between that and the overdose deaths, that's going to be the thing that really makes them lock that border down.
Jason, it's going to be fascinating to watch this administration, how they dig themselves out of this this hole that they've created. I mean, this is something of their creation. They can't blame this one on Trump. If folks want to know more about Omni Intelligence and the great work you guys are doing there, how would they find you?
Sure. You can find us at tripwirestriggers.com. That's tripwirestriggers.com. We post every day on social media showing the latest of what is happening on the border, and they can follow us there.
And by the way, it's Jason, J-A-E-S-O-N, if you're going to Google Jason Jones. Jason, thanks so much, my friend. We'll talk again soon, I promise.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
There you have it. Jason Jones from Omni Intelligence, the CEO and director of that fine organization. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Friday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family. And their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, it's interesting that with the discovery of all these emails,